my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Okay, I would like to welcome you, and especially you, to this episode of Infotainment. I would like to say, first off, that I'm going to kind of continue my series on single people, and I want to get this off my chest before I get a lot of angry people. Or make some people angry when I say something about a gender that might not be what you think is true. I'm not including all women. I'm not including all men. So I just thought I would say that. I did find this article I'm going to share with you. Here's the real reason why so many women are single. Beware, there's a man shortage currently sweeping the nation, claiming innocent straight women and damning them to a life of eternal spinsterhood. Not all women, of course. At least that's the idea you might get if you peruse John Berger's Date Economics. How dating became a lopsided numbers game, which it is, which argues that the real reason why so many college-educated young women are single is because of a nationwide man deficit. I've never really heard that there was a man deficit, but I guess there is one. Just go to a bar on a Friday night and look around the how many men are sitting at the bar stools alone. While there might be some merit to Berger's theory that a lopsided gender ratio might help account for contemporary hookup culture, there's one thing the book doesn't quite acknowledge. Straight women aren't single because there aren't enough men for them. They're staying single simply because they want to be. Well, the same reason that a lot of guys are staying single is because they want to be. The so-called man shortage, according to Berger's research, a daunting surplus of women, 5.5 million college-educated women between 22 and 29 in the United States versus 4.1 million college-educated men in the same demographic has brought about a culture in which men are confronted with an endless buffet of sexual partners. Yeah, for the 1%ers that women want. You know, the taller 6-foot guy with a 6-figure income and has it all. And I'm not including all women there, but when they're young, and stats prove that when they get older, they are a little more willing to settle for the stable guy who won't walk out on them. I had woman tell me that her man asked her once why she picked him, and she said, "You weren't the most attractive," and that she knew he wouldn't step out on her. Well, that was her reason. Let's see. Wow, women are left single and unwed, even though they're an endless buffet. Yeah, I've never found the endless buffet of single women. For young college-educated adults, the heterosexual dating pool in cities such as Manhattan or colleges such as Boston University Have three women for every two men. Oh, get me out to Boston. Berger told Mike, which is where this is from. The unfortunate results of this nationwide man shortage, the broad social and psychological effects, I did say effects last time, and I wanted to say effects, lopsided gender ratios, are more emphasis on courtship, romance, and monogamy when women are scarce versus looser sexual mores, and women treated as sex objects when men are scarce, Berger said. In short, it's the perfect climate for men to swipe through Tinder and treat it as their own private sexual playground. Don't they go to Pornhub for that? So I hear. I guess they're, the internet has porn now. While arguments like Berger's certainly put the major social dating shifts of the past decade into a fitting context, they also seem prescriptive for only one type of woman. The straight, educated, I want to get married, where is my prince charming kind? The problem is that while some women do indeed fit into that category, many women in the cities where Berger identified as a man-shorted city don't. In fact, they really don't want to get married at all. And the men's group that don't want to get married kind of label themselves MGTOW, men going their own way. I know a lot of single men. Kara, 26, a resident of Brooklyn, New York, told Mike, it's just M-I-C. Most are of little or no interest to me as anything other than a hookup. And out of those, how many thought 80% of the guys they come across were unattractive? I'll say this again, not all women. Tired of old ways, the somewhat revolutionary notion that women are actually deciding not to marry is something that wouldn't be possible if the value of marriage itself hadn't changed drastically over the years. Yeah, many women are in the workplace, and as far as today's economics, they have to be, unlike years ago where the job paid enough where the woman could stay at home, and men are just not needed as much. In today's world, when women's life choices were highly constrained, they had little negotiating power. Pepper Schwartz, not Pepper Potts, should I leave this in or should I edit it out? A sociology professor at the University of Washington wrote for CNN, they had to marry or were seen as damaged. It's different now. While most women still want marriage, they don't want it just at any price. They don't want it if it scuttles their dreams. That, in part, is due to marriage no longer being a must for women's social and financial standing. I don't think hookup culture is damning for long-term commitment, Lisa, 27, said. Well, I think some of these men's channels are looking for the women of, like, the 1950s woman. They've been watching too much Leave It to Beaver and what other show like that. I think it's a response to the large obsolescence of marriage as an institution for women. It's becoming obsolete for men, that's for sure. We don't need to be economically or socially dependent on men. That carries out through the numbers. You know, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh one time, and he was talking. This was a woman he divorced. I think he was married like 3 or 4 times. But she was upset with him because he couldn't repair the roof and do all this stuff by himself or whatever. And he never was a guy who would do that sort of thing or even want to learn how. And he's like going, isn't it enough I can pay for it and get a guy out here to do that? But they like men who are handy with tools, a lot of them. Millennial women are significantly more likely to have a bachelor's degree and be a part of the labor force. I think a lot of us just don't think marriage is that important because it doesn't offer the security it once did. Well, there are some women who find it to be secure after they file for divorce and in the no-fault divorce states where they can take a lot of the man's property and money. Nora, 27. We have a Nora here in our apartment building. It's not as necessary anymore because I can work. I can support myself. Like I have said, while the pool of single college-educated men has certainly dwindled, no, I do have a bachelor's degree. Not that it helps me as much as I thought it would, and that's maybe why I didn't pursue another area, or at least I would have got a lot more information on what would be the best route to go. But I definitely went the wrong route. If only I could go back and tell my 18-year-old self what computers would be in the future. So too has the pool of single college-educated 20-something women actually looking for marriage. In fact, a 2014 Pew Research Center report found that just 26% of people ages 18 to 32 were married in 2013, compared to the 48% of baby boomers and 36% of Generation Xers who tied the knot at the same age. As the New York Times reported, the number of women between 30 and 34 who are not marrying has increased 31%. And these are a little older statistics, but between 2007 and 2012. It's not that there aren't enough men to explain waning marriage stats. There also aren't enough women who want to walk down the aisle. There are plenty of men. They're just not that great. Oh, thanks. Who wrote this article anyway? And I'm not saying all men. There's an often retweeted quote by writer Madeline Holden that dismantles the idea that a shortage of men is creating a generation of frustrated single women. Dick is abundant and low value. Yeah, that's what I found when I've seen the bar scene. What Holden essentially is saying, contrary to Berger's argument, there's actually no shortage of single men on hookup apps like Tinder and Hinge, and the stats prove that it's not a good deal for the man. In fact, on Tinder, men outnumber women 2 to 1. That's why I'm pretty much out of it. But with their tendency to send dicks, dick pics, slut-shamed women, and ask for nudes right off the bat, Yeah, that's real smart. Single men are on these apps are just, well, kind of awful. Well, I wouldn't say the one percenters would do that kind of thing. I like these guys on these dating channels that think they are all that to women. Men do not like women with a high body count. I'm going, well, it takes two to tango, and you're out there kind of increasing that number, but what do I know? When I was in the dating scene, it never struck me that there was a lack of single men, Rebecca 27 told Mike. She cited Holden's tweet as the reason why she never settled down with any of them. But even if a woman combs through the abundance of dicks and finds one of high value, probably of high length and girth too, she still has plenty of reasons not to settle down right away, such as prioritizing their career or wanting to spend more time with friends. If anything, my friends and I are bombarded with too many dates. Too many men with good jobs and nice clothing coming up to talk to us at bars, Angela 30 told Mike. Well, that's why they go out in herds. They don't want to be, some of them that don't want to be bothered, or they're going to gay male bars. I've actually been proposed to once by a boyfriend. I broke it off. That's just not what I had planned for my life. Okay. Too much of a gamble. Yeah, for both of you it is. Especially when there's children involved and the money thing. And but 80% of women are the ones that initiate divorce. But there's also another reason why young women might want to stay single. They have a mistrust of marriage that comes from having witnessed firsthand one or many fail. I can understand that. Studies indicate that many modern couples avoid marriage for fear of eventually divorcing, like members of their parents' generation. My parents' marriage wasn't so great, and I just don't see a need for marriage. Nora, 27, told Mike. Lisa, also 27, echoed that sentiment. I think of marriage as the ultimate gamble. You're essentially gambling that the person you love in your 20s or whatever will still be the person you love when one of you draws your last breath, with no way of knowing how you will both change and grow in between. Yep, that's kind of a misconception guys have, that the woman will stay the same in the boyfriend status, and then when they get to the marriage part of it, the women do change. Well, guys tend to stay the same. I'm a one day at a time kind of girl. And the idea of legally binding myself to another person for the rest of my life doesn't sound great, she continued. A full life without a ring, regardless of how many marriageable men are around, many women are remaining unwed because life is full of other outlets for success. Career, creative pursuits, travel, family, friends, sexual satisfaction. Oh, yeah, you can go on late at night and check out Adam and Eve. Boy, they definitely promote the products for women that they hide in their dresser drawers. Odd Twitter hobbies and more. Odd Twitter hobbies. Trolling people. It's not surprising that single women are also more likely to have active social lives compared to the coupled up. I see my single status as something of a passport, Angela said. I get to meet with, work with, dance with, laugh with, and sleep with whoever I want to at the time. I don't see anything changing my mind. Well, maybe when you get in your 30s, you might see a change. But women choosing not to get married is a valuable and voluntary path for women. It's not just the default setting of a generation that doesn't have enough matches to go around. And these type of lifestyle choices, which is exactly what they are, it's a choice, can't just be explained by statistics. I spend my 20s focusing on what I can control, my health, education, career, and independence. One day buying my dream home by the sea, traveling, Sandra, 28, a resident of Michigan. I can't let anyone in if I'm not okay with myself at first. That's what these guys say on these men's channels, that women will burn through the guys in their 20s, and then when they hit their 30s, I'm not attracting the same quality of men that I used to. And, well, maybe your looks haven't held up. And that's true for guys, too. And, of course, not all women, not all men. But that's it for that one. I've learned something, didn't you? What I'm going to do now is play you a little audio from a woman on a dating app, and she is very specific on what she wants a guy to do before she will even start communicating with you.
PSA to all my men on dating apps. It's not enough to swipe right anymore. I've made it very easy for you to have a great conversation with me on my dating profile. I put a little icebreaker quiz for you to answer a few questions for me. This is the quiz that I'm talking about. You can pause to read.
Now, this is a woman I think that is very attractive, and she can get a guy if she really wants. This is more about, I think, validation. But here is her quiz, just to let you know. What is your favorite movie? What trait are you looking for? Your number one trait? Cats or dogs? And there was a bonus question about what is your zodiac sign?
For the most part, that quiz gets me great conversations. But lately I've noticed that men are just having the conversations fall flat.
And when it goes flat, number one thing is, they'll answer my questions, but they won't ask what my answers are. So men, are you like actually interested in getting to know women, or is this just like a ruse? Because I'm really starting to wonder.
Riddle me this. Women say they want a man to treat her right. And yet society still says nice guys finish last.
In my opinion, listening to this is, guys, do not fall for this. She's not looking for your average guy. Even if you answer these questions, she's looking for the upper crust guy to follow up on. If you're an average guy and answer that, even if she does respond, she's going to have you jump through a lot more hoops. And you're not going to get a date out of it anyway. She's just looking for validation. And probably a lot of them who do things like this, they say stuff for the guy, but that's not really what they mean they want. So she's looking for the 6-foot guy with the 6 figures and stuff to respond to. Questions were not hard. Any of you guys want to go for it? She's not unattractive. So give it a shot. But beware. Falling flat. Well, she really didn't say what makes her interesting or what she brings to the table. If even you ask her all her questions back to her, like she says a lot of guys do not do. But what did she bring to the table?
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Well, guys, I think I will pop and drop this episode like it's hot. You know the drill on donations, and you can check out my Facebook page. Just type in infotainment and it will come up as entertainment. And if you like this program, please subscribe, listen, download, tell your friends. And as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.